And it is time for another round of Talking Books, joined every week by Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is their website. 99% recovered from a bout with COVID, but joining us on the phone one more time this week is Susan Brown. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing well. I'm happy to report that I'm positively negative.
Good.
As is the rest of the Brown family.
That's awesome. So,
yep.
Awesome. So how are things going?
Things are going great. I myself am getting ready to head over to Asheville for the first in-person meeting of the North Carolina Public Library Directors Association. So close to 100, or I think we do have 100 counties in the state, and they all have libraries, and all those libraries have directors. So we get together and talk about issues and policy level things statewide.
What do you learn from?
That's what I'm doing now that I'm positively negative.
What do you learn from a meeting like that? Like what have you taken from those meetings in the past?
Yeah, a lot of it is, well, it's part leadership development and shared practices. Part of it is advocacy, thinking about at the state level, you know, budgets and policies. Some of it's networking. Some of it's just sharing what's working, common challenges. It's a really great group. They get together three times a year. And they haven't gotten together in person since 2019. So this should be a lot of fun and a lot of, you know, shared learning and networking and all that good stuff.
Very, very quiet networking, right?
Oh, let me just tell you, Aaron. When librarians get together, it is a not quiet.
That's what I've heard. That's what I've gathered.
Yep.
Speaking with...
Of course, at the library, things are going great. We are in the final, 10, 12 days of summer reading, which has just been a literal blast this summer. We call it Summer Blast. It's been really fun. Folks have really responded to the changes that we've made, and they're coming in now to get their prizes. So folks set their own goals, and when they achieve those goals, they can come in and get anything from a pair of library sunglasses to a library temporary tattoo to a bumper sticker to a cup. We've got like a kind of like when you used to go to the dentist office and they would have the treasure chest and you got to pull a prize from it.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like that.
Nice. I like it. Hey, speaking with Susan Brown, Talking Books, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website for more information on the library, including the summer reading program. Still some time to get in on that. Let's talk books. What are you reading right now?
Yeah, so what I'm reading, I'm packing two books. I'm going to be ambitious for my trip to Asheville that are also going to sort of wind out or finish out my own summer reading card challenge goal. So I'll talk about both of them, and I think they're both perfect summer reads. So the first one that I'll mention is a brand new book out called The Hacienda, and it's by Isabel Cañas. And this is a debut novel, and I am a sucker for Gothic fiction, right? Like, you know, the crumbling castle on the hill and the mysterious, you know, widower that lives there. And then the young woman that comes to live there as a governess or, you know, some such thing. And so this is a riff on that. But rather than set on the cliffs of Wales or something, this is set in the countryside of Mexico just after the Mexican Wars independence. So it's all got right. All the tropes of the genre, but set in a different culture at a different time. And I'm about to crack it open on the trip to Asheville, and I cannot wait to read it. So
nice.
That is called The Hacienda by Isabel Cañas. What are you reading?
I'm also sitting on a book that I have not yet cracked open yet, but I'm excited to do it. I finally got a chance to go into Prologue, which is the new used bookstore that the Epilogue folks open on Franklin Street. It's great. It's open now. You can go there and check it out. I went there and I bought a couple books, but the one that I'm most excited about reading is a book by Robert Thurman, who is a scholar of Buddhism, really well known. I think he's Uma Thurman's father, if I remember right.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's written a bunch of books, but the one that I'm sitting on right now is called Inner Revolution, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Real Happiness, which came out at the end of the 90s. And I know he's a great writer. I've read his stuff before. I'm excited about cracking this one open. I got into Buddhism when I was doing my go through the UNC library project and just pulling out whatever books I found interesting on the shelves. I sort of kind of gravitated to that particular section and read a whole bunch. So I'm interested in keeping that going with this book. So, well, I have no idea if it's good or not, because I haven't opened it up yet, but it's got a good reputation. So I'm excited about it.
Well, and I'll tell you what's good is the epilogue and prologue spaces. I mean, what a great gift that Jamie and Miranda gave to the Franklin Street community. They're just such great, great spaces. I have not been in prologue yet, but I've heard it's great. So
yeah, it's a perfectly designed used bookstore. Like, you go in, it's clean, it's organized, but it feels like a used bookstore at the same time. So it's the best of all worlds.
Love it.
They just need a cat.
Yeah, exactly. So the other book that I am working on that I really should finish, and I probably will, I'll speed through it before I start the Hacienda, is a recent book, not brand new, but it's called The Other Black Girl. And the author is Zakiya Delilah Harris. And I think a perfect summer read is a fast-paced sort of suspense thriller kind of a thing. And I'm also a sucker for authors who started out in the publishing industry and then wrote novels. So this checks both of those boxes. So The Other Black Girl, the premise of it is a young editorial assistant is the only black girl at the all-white publishing firm until a second young black girl is hired. And so this, and then weird things start happening and tensions grow and weird notes are left on desks and there's something strange happening. So this is that sort of trope of that thriller, suspense fiction, but with, of course, a lot of great themes of the experiences of black women and black men in the publishing industry and all of those kind of multiple layers. So it's kind of summer reading with a little edge to it, and it's a fabulous read.
Awesome. And I'll just mention one more book I was talking with, and I'm going to mention it, and then I'm going to throw it over to you because I have a feeling that you're familiar with this book already because it's right up your alley. I was talking with Aubrey Williams before we started this conversation, and she mentioned the book that she has just started reading and gotten a few pages into. It's one that came out a couple of years ago by Mona Awad, I think is how you pronounce the last name, called Bunny. Are you familiar with this one?
No.
It is basically adult Heathers is the way that Aubrey has described it. It's set at an MFA program, like a fiction writing master's program. And it's about this, like, kind of Winona Ryder character-y protagonist who is kind of darker and, like, withdrawn within herself and is in the fiction writing program, and she runs up against this clique of mean girls that just refer to each other as Bunny, and she has to, like, crack into the clique, and it's a satire of fiction writing programs. It's a thriller. It's apparently really, really good. It's got a really good reputation. So I think you would like this one.
Yeah. Tell Aubrey that I feel seen. That sounds like my kind of a book.
Hey, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website. Go there and find out more. Susan Brown, enjoy Asheville. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Bye-bye.